So let's now go to a meditation, and I invite you to close your eyes and soften your breathing. Really become fully present within this now moment. If any thoughts come up, just allow them to arise and then slowly watch them disappear. Perhaps they float up like a cloud, and just watch those clouds go by so that we can really become fully present within this moment. Focus on your breathing. Breathing in and out very slowly. Again, we are becoming fully present within this now moment. In a moment, we will hear from Kryon, and it's very important right now to be fully present within this moment, so that we receive this message at the soul level from where it is going to come. And just bringing that awareness, that focus deep inside, where the beauty of your soul resides, your soul that is everywhere all at once. Feel that soul energy becoming more present as you continue to breathe and focus. That soul presence, even more aware now. And relaxing in to that eternal peace that the soul generates. Let us now receive the messages from Kryon.
Old soul, what's your future going to look like? Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And I want to continue this entire discussion about what I have given you this month. Again, I will tell you this: old systems do not automatically generate new energies. Old systems don't create new revelations. Old systems often simply repeat themselves. Have you seen any of that on the planet? And you have. What if history repeats itself because your Akash never refreshes? Because your karma lays there unresolved? And you get to see it in an old energy planet that wants to always return to the same things that don't work. That is what is changing. Dear ones, there are some paradigms that come with this, and I will explain why this will work against all the odds of the way things used to work. Number one, Kryon, you are telling us that an entire new breed of human being is going to start appearing on this planet. They will have no Akashic record and no karma. And they will act differently and be different because of it. Yes, that is what I'm saying. Crying, will it happen in degrees? Will they have some will have a little karma left or something? And the answer is no, it doesn't work that way. When an old soul is ready to graduate, the next lifetime, you will come in clean, no karma. Nothing to hold you back. Now, what that is going to look like to others, you might say, well, that's going to be an individual who's going to be unusual. And history has shown that if you have unusual individuals, we as humanity, normally either sequester them or stamp them out, make them go away. You're right, you do. You have a propensity as humans to do exactly that. When there are unusual things happening, you normally do not let them proceed. Dear ones, that is one of the big changes in paradigm. You are going to see these individuals very differently because they will be attractive to you because of how they act, who they are, even from birth. And they're not going to stand out so much that you'll go, there's one of them now. Love doesn't do that. Love seeps in slowly, and love is what you're going to see. You're not going to see super intelligence. You're not going to see super wisdom. You're going to see love first. And that helps to advance these individuals into places that they should be, including teaching, including politics, including science. Will these individuals, without karma, without Akash, be able to bring inventions that were never seen or thought of before? What do you think? Of course. Because they're receiving all that they have through their 24th pair of chromosomes. The pair that is invisible, the pair that is not seen, the pair that has been laying dormant as a time capsule for mastery. That's what it is for, that's what it's always been for, and now it arrives. And so the very paradigm of seeing different kinds of individuals on this planet is going to change from what you think, from what it used to be. You have got to think differently about the future of this planet in order to understand all that we are telling you. The future of the old soul is the future of humanity. There are those who will shake their heads and they say, I don't buy any of this, Kroyan. It's too unusual. We know human nature. We will not allow it to proceed. Think about religion. How are they going to see this? They're not going to like it at all. Oh, really? It's time for you to think out of your little box, if you're saying that. What you think humans will do with what they are and what they have and what they've done before, think about it. If this is happening worldwide, every belief system, every religion on the planet believes in one God. Most of them feature a loving God. Now, there may be a whole lot of rules around it, but it's a loving God. So suddenly, within their own, I would say, group, I almost said karmic group, but karma won't be there. Suddenly, within their own group of believers, they will start seeing super wise ones that will guide them better than any have before within their religion. Because God is love. Are you starting to understand anything I just said to you? What if there are wise ones beginning to show up within every religious group? They're going to be welcomed because that's what they've always taught. The wisdom and the love, which is God. So they're not going to cast them out at all. They're going to see them as wise teachers and leaders. What this does is to start bringing those religions to an area of tolerance that they have not had before. I have had questions given to me about this very thing. Dear Kryon, how can we have a better future when all the religions think they're right? And some of them are actually wanting to kill the others on the planet. How does that work? And will that change? And how will it change? I just gave you the answer. If you start to have wise and loving leaders within each religious group, they are going to be seen and raised to the top. They're going to be some of the leaders because of their love and their wisdom. And what they will start to change within these groups is tolerance. Mastery requires tolerance, and they will have it. Think about it. Where is their information for their life coming from as a new human? What did I just tell you? What is this prophecy I've given you? It's going to be coming from soul instructions, the 24th pair in the DNA of the chromosomes that was given to you at the same time you got 23, seemingly. It's been there all along. Instructions from the divine. That is where your life instructions will be coming from, not from an old energy, lifetimes after lifetimes of drudgery called the Akash. And what is that going to bring to a religious group? They're going to see the mastery in you, or whomever is there in the future. Old souls are everywhere. They're not just apart from religion. They're in those groups as well. So the result will be tolerance between the intolerant. The result for humanity will be tolerance within the intolerant. People are saying, well, this is going to have to go away in the future, and that's going to have to go away in the future. And in order for us to have a better planet, those things cannot exist. Oh, how 3D of you. Have you not gleaned some of that which I have told you are the features and the attributes of mastery? And one of the attributes of mastery is you observe the world. You don't change the world. And when you observe the world, you start to listen, and you start to teach that which is the tolerance that you have to others. And they start to listen instead of react. And pretty soon, you realize that these things that you seem cannot exist will continue to exist, but there will be a tolerance level for all of them, and they'll be fine. Humans can do what they want to in their personal lives, make the decisions they want to in their personal lives. And instead of you condemning it and trying to stop it, there will be tolerance for it. You might say, I can't believe that this is the way it can be. That's because you cannot see mastery yet, can you? It's time for you to study what mastery is. We gave you the points of mastery. It's time for you to look at that again. It's about tolerating, dear ones. It's about being comfortable with the fact that humans are like you. They've come from the same love source as you come from. So in this future for the old soul, I will tell you, it's going to be different from anything that you can imagine. What did you think ascension status was? In your mind's eye, what did you see? Well, here's my advice to you. Wipe away anything you think it's going to be like. You go back a couple of hundred years and ask them, what's the future like? What do you foresee? And they'll paint picture after picture after picture that is laughable and quaint, because they're using only what they know and only that which their culture has given them as a narrative to create a future which they think is going to be theirs. And it won't be. They don't know what they don't know, and neither do you. So here is my advice. Think love. Love is and will be the answer. And that will be what is featured within you, the old soul, for the future. Karma will not be involved. The Akash will not be involved. Only instructions from the soul. The place where God is will be where you are, dear ones. It's going to look far different than you think. And human beings are going to be very attracted to those who come in clean with this wisdom. Without the issues, without the subconscious areas that they had to deal with, very attractive. You're going to want to be with them. This is a different future than any of you have ever thought of or could imagine. And that is why I am in love with humanity, watching you cross the bridge. And so it is.